Books on Tape presents The Killing Hour, written by Lisa Gardner, read by Anna Fields. Prologue. The man first started noticing it in 1998. Two girls went out to a bar, never came home again. Deanna Wilson and Marlene Mason were the first set, roommates at Georgia State U, nice girls by all accounts. Their disappearance didn't even make the front pages of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. People disappear, especially in a big city. Then, of course, the police found Marlene Mason's body along Interstate 75. That got things going a bit. The fine folks of Atlanta didn't like one of their daughters being found sprawled along an interstate, especially a white girl from a good family. Things like that shouldn't happen around here. Besides, the Mason case was a head-scratcher. The girl was found fully clothed and with her purse intact. No sign of sexual assault, no sign of robbery. In fact, her corpse looked so damned peaceful, the passing motorist who found her thought she was sleeping. But Mason was DOA. Drug overdose, ruled the ME, though Mason's parents vehemently denied their daughter would do such a thing. Now, where was her roommate? That was an ugly week in Atlanta. Everyone looking for a missing college co-ed, while the mercury climbed to nearly 100 degrees. Efforts started strong, then petered out. People got hot, got tired, got busy with other things. Besides, half the state figured Wilson had done it. Offed her roommate in some dispute, probably over a boy, and that was that. People watched Law and Order. They knew these things. A couple of hikers found Wilson's body in the fall. It was all the way up in the Tallulah Gorge, nearly 100 miles away. The body was still clad in Wilson's party clothes, right down to her 3-inch heels. Not so peaceful in